Hi everyone, how are you doing today? It's Lyday and I'm back with a proper episode. Why would I call it proper? It's about to be cringe filled, but I'm back with an actual episode. I recorded a bonus episode, and if you haven't listened to that, that's okay, but you should because it's just like me, rambling and yeah. Anyways, welcome back. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're staying safe. And I hope you're, having fun. Today's episode, according to my tweet from a couple of days ago, follow me on Twitter at Lyday of Lagos. Today's episode is going to be, I feel like it's cringy enough, or it's cringe filled to the point where you can't even shake your head. You just have to laugh at how weird it is. But also at the same time, appreciate how much growth has happened within the past number of years, right? So, what's the whole point of this? So, I used to write on Wattpad. I had a Wattpad phase, and I was very dedicated to my art, very dedicated to my work and to the cause, very passionate, very. Just I was into it, no doubt about it. I read a lot of books on Wattpad. Okay, I read a lot of books on Wattpad, of different genres. Trust me, I started off on Wattpad because of fan fiction. I got tired of reading Mallory Towers and GK Goes to School or something like that, and it's like, baby girl, it's time to grow up. Well, not that fast, but I read. I got on Wattpad because of One Direction. And let me tell you, the first book I read was this book. It was this book about like Zayn Malik, and he was like, I think, just like I said before, it's so cringeworthy that you just have to laugh at it. God, I'm sorry. I read a book about Zayn, and he was like a bad, but it was an alternative universe. So, AU books on Wattpad, which means alternative universe, means that the characters are still, they bear the name of whoever like the celebrity or the famous person is, but they don't have their attributes. So, for example, if Zayn Malik in real life is an artist and all of that, in an AU novel, he's just Zayn Malik, but not Zayn the musician, but Zayn the person. So there's a lot of AU books, a lot of fan fiction, a lot of Chasing Red, Mischievous Mrs. Maxfield, I'm a Billionaire Gang CEO. In fact, I hate the amount of I probably will end up talking about it, about how standards were just screwed up because of Wattpad. But it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. A girl can dream, that's all right. So what I'm gonna do for you guys today is I'm going to be reading to you. Oh my God. I'm going to be reading to you guys a book that I wrote for Wattpad. And honestly, rereading this is just, it makes, I don't know, it fills me up with so much nostalgia because I remember when I think I was in SS2 and I was writing a different book. That other book I wrote was a fan fiction and people loved it. Well, I mean, to an extent, at least now that I can remember, because I wrote it in this little brown book. And I take the book to school every day, and people would like rotate to see who would read first and everything like that. And then I'd also like obviously upload it onto Wattpad and all. And a couple of my other friends too like wrote books for Wattpad, and it was just so fun seeing how creative we all were at that point, because it was beyond memorizing, the definition of economics and demand and supply. It was like, okay, let's actually write stuff, and be creative. So I'm going to be reading to you guys today out of a book called Serendipity. I was very much so one for, what would I say, like mystery at that point in time. I used to, like the first book I wrote was called Coincidence. And it's like, oh, what was that? What does that mean? And then the next one, which is what I'm going to be reading from today, is called Serendipity, which essentially means like a happy accident. So, like when something happens by mistake, its occurrence essentially brings about a good thing. That's a serendipity. I wrote this in 2015, so I was 15 when I wrote it. I'm 20 now, so there's so much growth that has happened. And honestly, it's really nice to kind of see how the world was then, or how I saw the world then versus how I see it now. There's so much growth, and I keep reiterating that because it's like it's just ooh, no. All this stuff. Wow. So much impact on my life at that point in time. But now it's like, I would not write this. I know that I wouldn't write it. The writing style kind of the same because I'd love putting so much dialogue into the stuff that I work on, but not, no, I wouldn't do. I just wouldn't. So I feel like all these little things that I'm just saying before I start are just disclaimers. So again, I wrote this down 5 years ago. Five. Odum, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Odumaru, 5 years backward. Like, this is ultimate flashback, black and white, Nollywood staring into the corner of the room, flashback. Just so you know, it's a disclaimer. I am not. I am not the same person. Okay, let me chill. It's not that deep, but it's really so nice to see how far like my work has developed. And that reminds me, I am going to be recording a bonus because I'm recording this past midnight, obviously. And you know, if it's midnight, it's midnight felt by day. So I'm going to be, excuse me, I'm going to be recording a bonus episode with a short story that I wrote that wasn't on Wattpad, which is something that I wrote out of, you know, as I say, a creative, what's a creative? I wasn't in a slump when I wrote it. I wrote it because I was on a creative high. So I'll be recording that and I'll post that as a separate episode. So I hope you get to listen to both of them and also really kind of compare, you know, so that you know, again, growth has, it has occurred because growth is a natural, characteristic of living things. It's just one biology, Mr. Ninja D. Well, I don't think death is a characteristic, but you know, it is what it is. Let's, didn't they change it? I hope I'm not saying the wrong thing. I'm not sure, but you know, growth is a part, growth slash development is a natural part of the human, I don't know, human existence or something. So, without further ado, that reminds me of Fisayo. I think that's his name, right? Let me go Google him. Fisayo. Yeah, Fisayo, there we go. He says without further ado. Okay, so without further ado, let's get into serendipity. Ooh, another disclaimer. See, Wattpad is it's kind of complicated. It's not like your regular book, right? We're not just reading chapters and going through the beginning, the middle, the end. It's not body content conclusion. It's not really prologue, epilogue. Some books went that deep, but you know. these books, or the book, my book, and the books on some of the books on Wattpad are categorized, well, first of all, obviously according to chapters, but also according to POVs, which are point of views. So the main characters in the story, or whichever character the author wants to have a point of view, or essentially like wants the reader to see from that person's perspective, that's who would be directing the chapter in that case, or different parts of the chapter. So I have two main characters, and those are the, so we'll be switching between POVs, and I'll let you know when POVs are switching. And also a main characteristic of Wattpad books, like the main backbone of Wattpad books, are essentially the author's notes. Like, some of them can just be like rambling. It's like, Sissy, let's get to the point. But others are just like plain fun. So there are a couple author's notes here, and I will be reading every single one of them. Again, it's been 5 years, so you know, let's have fun with it, you know, cringe, but just laugh and say, wow. We thank God for growth. Okay. Anyways, child, anyways, I just rolled my eyes. Let's get into it. It's been 10 minutes of me. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. But if you're still here, thank you. Let's get into it. Let me not waste time. Okay, so we're gonna start off with chapter one of Serendipity by moi. I'm just gonna read and then I'll. I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna read and then I'll do like all the reactions at the end, okay? Okay, good. Okay, Chapter 1, Fleur's POV. I woke up before my 7 a.m. alarm today. Why? I don't know. I just had a feeling, a certain feeling that today was going to be a good day for me, even though I had my fingers crossed. So I got off my queen-size bed and plodded into the bathroom to get ready for whatever was going to hit me this chilly autumn morning. I brushed my teeth to the amazing sound of Geronimo by Shepherd, had my bath, and picked my outfit, which after 30 minutes of fashion police by me was selected. A white top with weird on it, black skinny jeans, and my favorite, or rather only pair of Vans. They were black. The next thing I had to do was get my hair done. After another 10 minutes of brushing out tangles, trying and failing terribly at making a French braid, I settled for the easiest style, a rough bun. When I got to the kitchen, I made breakfast, boiled plantain and an egg omelette, a dish I learned when I traveled to the southwestern city of Lagos in Nigeria. A really beautiful place, I would say. Then I made a cup of Swiss Miss hot chocolate. Excuse me. I picked my army green Jansport bag, my hoodie with swag embossed on it, and my iPhone 6, and then headed out to the park. When I got to the park, it was quite busy for a weekend. I found a quiet place below a willow tree and proceeded to sit there. When I got there, some dude bumped into me, spilling my hot chocolate on my white shirt. Now we're switching to another person's POV. Next character, whose name is Matthew. So, Matthew's POV. Today was, well, today, I guess. But I had a certain feeling that something good was going to happen. Even my hamster had that feeling. He was on his exercise wheel and he never uses it. So I decided to get ready. I brushed my teeth, had my bath, and washed my hair. I settled for a red and black flannel shirt and black jeans and a pair of black Vans. I had waffles and a fruit cup for breakfast. Ethan had a celery stick. I had a quick game of Temple Run Oz, spoke to my parents on Skype before going to the park a few minutes from my apartment. I picked my black Jansport bag and my iPhone 6 and then went to the park. When I got to the park, it was quite busy. I saw a group of my friends and went over. They saw me before I got there. "Matt, catch," my friend Nathan said, throwing a ball. I jumped up to catch it and walked back to give them the ball. After telling them I'll see them later, I turned around and I bumped into a girl. Now we're switching back to Fleur's POV. "Oh, come on, this is my favorite shirt," I said as I stared at the big brown splotch on my shirt. "Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to, oh my God," the guy said, running his fingers through his hair. "You better be. Oh, powers of the universe, why did you make me wear a white shirt?" I said, looking up to the sky. I could hear him stifling laughter. I raised my eyebrow. I hit him on the head with my hoodie before putting it on to cover the stain. "Hey, what did you do that for?" he asked. "That is for ruining my favorite shirt," I said before sitting down. "Hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'll make it up to you," he said. "I don't even know you," I said, looking at him. Now he had sat down in front of me. "Do you want to?" he asked. "Maybe." Okay, my name is Matthew August Schultz. I'm from Minnesota. I'm 19, in college, love waffles, have a pet hamster. I love color black. I bumped into a pretty girl today and I ruined her favorite shirt, he said, looking down. What about you? My name is Eloise Fleur Thompson, but I will kill you if you call me Eloise. I'm from Minnesota. I'm 19, in college. I love Africa. My favorite color is gray. I don't have a pet. Some dude with really nice hair ruined my favorite shirt today, I replied with a laugh. He joined in, and soon we were laughing like we had known each other since kindergarten. I'm sorry about your shirt, though, Matt said. It's okay, I said. So how exactly are you going to make it up to me? I asked. Do you want to go to the Mall of America? He asked. And scene. End of chapter one. But, author's note. Okay. Wow. Author's note. Hey guys, so how was Hey guys, so how was the first chapter? I really hope you liked it. Thank you so much for reading. Don't forget to comment, vote, and share my story with your friends. Oh, and follow to get updates about this book. So, I would like to know my readers. I'll be asking questions at the end of each chapter. Here's this chapter's question. What part of the world are you reading from? Question mark. Okay, there's a lot, like a lot, a tiny bit lot wrong with so many little things in here, but let me go back and start from the top. I'm not like, it's not bad, okay, for a 15-year-old, oh my god, for a 15-year-old, it's not bad stuff. It's not bad. Let me not lie. Or let me tell you the truth. It's not bad. I'm really just going to highlight the word plodded. So PLODDED. I found this word in a book we had to read for, I think for JAMB. Last Days at Forgotten High. Like, he used that word, like, plodded, like, as the character was going into the bathroom. And I was like, oh my god, that is the most amazing word ever. And so I started using it in any, like, little thing that I wrote. But yeah, that is just that. And I think it's also so nice that you can see how fashion also really has evolved from, like, 2015 to, like, to now. And it's just like, oh my god, I would not wear anything that any of the characters, or like, sorry, the characters, any of the characters, I would not wear anything that they're wearing, except for the Vans, and probably the JanSport backpacks, because I still use JanSport backpacks, because, you know, it's just, JanSport is just amazing, favorite bag brand, I would say. And I remember when everyone had an iPhone 6, like, that was just the vibe on its own. And then, see, boiled plantain and egg, let's not even talk about that. Let's just act like that doesn't exist, okay? So if you thought you heard that, you didn't, okay? Heart emoji. Also, when it comes to, where's it called? The whole, where is it? What did it say? It said, okay, I don't even know you. Why did I say it like that? I don't even know you. I said, looking at him. Now he has sat in front of me. Do you want to? Insert. I mean, double insert and enlarge, like... And like, warp text, insert the Debbie Ryan Radio Rebel GIF. That's the amount of energy I'm getting from that. Because why would somebody meet me and be like, I say, I don't even know, be like, do you want to? Do I want to what? Simba Sayang Baju, you will find your father's house. That's right. Will I translate? Oh, hello, Mary. You know what I'm going to put right there? You know where the characters are speaking a different language on a Netflix show, and then, for example, Yoruba, and then insert speaking Yoruba or speaking gibberish. It's not gibberish, it's Yoruba anyway. So yeah, Simba Sayang Baju, insert subtitle box, speaking Yoruba. But I wasn't able to laugh throughout the reading, so that way, like, things wouldn't get distracting. That's why I read everything at once. But I don't even know what to do at this point. I feel like I've laughed at myself so much that I can't even laugh right now, which kind of defeats the whole purpose of this being a funny episode, because I'm not even laughing. But I'm very glad with how far I have come as a writer, because I know that this quality suits 2015 me. But 2020 me, is high quality. We're describing... I mean, my writing style is honestly, I do a lot of description. I love describing things. I feel like I honestly blame I blame creative writing classes in primary school, because I feel like we took so much more context. We were telling rather than showing when it comes to writing. And it's like, oh, she, I don't even know how to say it, but you can kind of tell when, like, when you're reading something and the writing style is more so, it's like it's showing you, you know, like her hands shivered. You won't say she was anxious, but her hands shivering or her quivering is to represent the fact that she was anxious. You know what I mean? Why am I saying that like somebody in front of me? But you get me. Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. But my writing style has definitely, I feel like, improved. I don't write a lot, but when I do, I feel like I take a lot of time trying to develop the characters more than the scenery. Oh, and this reminds me of when people were talking about how, like, people who try to write contemporary African stories, they describe the compound more than the person itself. It's like, oh, the leaves were rustling as Papa G's Mercedes Benz, a Peugeot 507, or I don't know, somebody's Toyota Camry is driving into the compound. The gates were rusted as the leaves were. I don't like that. I'd rather describe my characters than my scenery, because I don't really. I'm also invested in the dialogue and like the interpersonal relationships in the story than like what color the hydrangeas are in their compound. Hydrangeas are a type of flower. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but yeah, you kind of get the vibe, you know? So all this, I brushed my teeth, I went to bath, I went to shower. It's giving me. It's giving me, tell your uncle what you did for summer. Your uncle in London, write a letter to your uncle in London telling him how you spent your summer. Ah, in fact, I can't do this anymore. I can't, I really can't, but honestly, now that I think about it, the whole I brush my teeth, I wash my clothes, I went to shower, I ate my food, I thought, oh, it's honestly giving me English second term exam, English language second term exam. And then the whole like Temporon and Skype really just explains what culture was back then. Nobody uses Skype right now. Like Zoom to take over, and Google Meets, obviously. And then I don't play like Temporon, Subway Surfers, Minion Rush, none of that. So it's very nice to kind of see that. And then I think I called the hamster Ethan because I very much so had a Dolan Twins phase. Were they even? I think they were around at that time. I don't know how I got that name Ethan, but it just kind of reminds me of the Dolan Twins. Another weird thing that I've noticed is the fact that a lot of my characters are named, well, they do have names because they're characters, right? But it's weird that now, looking at like a couple years after I've written some of these things, that I know people in real life who have the same names of the as the characters that I wrote in my little like short stories. So it's like, oh my God, this is kind of weird. But okay, that's okay. It's not a problem. It's very much so a matter of all characters living, be all similarities to, I don't know, persons living dead or alive is simply a coincidence. I feel like you'd know what that means if you actually stayed to watch the credits at the end of a movie. If not, get with the times, okay? Get with the times. Patience is a virtue. It's a virtue. Be patient. I'm sorry for yelling. You didn't have to yell at you. But yes, stay to watch the credits at the end of a movie, okay? The traffic is not going anywhere. The food is not going anywhere. If you enter traffic, you enter traffic. And that's on period, poo. Okay. It's been 20 minutes that I've been talking. I hope you enjoyed it. There's more where that came from. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make this a series. So that was chapter one, Tegmonye. That was chapter one that I read to you. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna read the other chapters and other episodes, and we will leave off at a cliffhanger because that's what I'm known to do best when it comes to my work. I enjoy leaving my stories as cliffhangers, and then I come back and then I ask myself, Madam, where's the rest of the story? And my brain is like, I'm on leave. Can't do this, ma'am. My brain really isn't on leave. It's just like, we can't be creative at this point anymore. And it's also very weird for me to start developing stories that I left. I just write them and then I leave. So I'd be the kind of person to publish excerpts from stories that I never finished rather than actually publish a full proper like book. But yeah, that was it. I don't even know if I have any advice. I feel like just keep doing your own thing. And if you have something that you're passionate about, like arts, insert every other thing anybody can be passionate about. If you have anything that you're passionate about, I think that the main thing is you just need to start from somewhere. It'll seem hard, it'll seem daunting. There's people who it'll seem like they're 1,000 times better, which no doubt there are people who are better than you at what you do. And sometimes that could be a limiting factor for you to even start doing what it is that you know you want to do. But I think that all in all, you just have to start from somewhere. And that's it. Just start. I started writing. My writing career started off with, what's it called? I went to London for my holiday. I bought chocolates. I missed my friend. You know that kind of stuff. To writing about like Wattpad. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. To writing books on Wattpad. To actually really now creating stories that help me. Or stories that really highlight matters that are important to me. So, you know, growth is always bound to happen. It will happen. You just have to start from somewhere. And if you're passionate about something, just keep swimming. Just like Dory says, just keep swimming and eventually you'll get to your destination and you'll do awesome at it. So if you have something that you're passionate about, just keep doing it. I'm rooting for you and I believe in you. And you need to believe in yourself that you can do it. Okay? Okay? This is where you say okay. Okay? Oh my God, my voice is cracky. Anyways, this is so fun to record. I didn't even know I'd be doing like words of wisdom at the end, but I don't know if I mentioned this already. I may record a separate like bonus one with my, with a shorter story that's like, that I wrote a couple years after this work of art. Just so you can kind of tell how much has happened in between. Anyways, that was it for this episode. I hope to hear from you guys soon. I hope you're staying safe. Stay amazing. Ooh, this is the longest episode I've recorded so far. It's 26 minutes already. And I'm just adding to the time. Anyway, I keep saying anyways. That's my favorite word. It's not my favorite word. I'm just taking time to recollect my thoughts before I end this episode. So shallow. That's how the story begins. Because that's more where that came from. Just like I said. Stay tuned. Don't forget to share with your friends and your family. And if you had a Wattpad phase, thank you for your service, okay? We have grown, and I'm proud of that growth. Wattpad was an era in our lives, and I'm glad I could do it with you. And now we can look back on that moment and reflect and say, yes, we indeed have grown as individuals. So, yeah, that's it. Stay safe, stay beautiful, stay amazing. You're all gonna do so well, and I'm super excited for everyone. Thank you so much for listening again. Have a beautiful rest of your day. I'll record another episode and let you know what I do. Adios, goodbye.